With Yellowstone Public Radio News, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley. It's 5:44. The Billings City Council will decide if they'll grant an extension on a development agreement between the city and the One Big Sky Center project Monday. Tax increment financing. It's a mouthful. And what is it? The developers of this project are seeking up to $35 million of it to support a multi-purpose structure downtown. So I spoke with an official who coordinates urban renewal efforts in East Billings and have this primer on the wonky public funding scheme.
My name is Tim Goodridge. I'm the East Billings Urban Renewal District TIF coordinator.
So what the heck is tax increment financing? What is that?
Tax increment financing is one of the only tools that are available to local governments to do economic development in the state of Montana. Because we don't have any sales tax in the state of Montana, and because there's limitations on what the cities are allowed to charge on their own tax, it doesn't give them very many tools to be able to attract new investment into the cities and into specific districts in the cities. That's where the tax increment financing comes in. Because to be able to use it, there has to be a finding of blight in an area.
What's blight?
Blight means that basically there's a bunch of structures that are no good. The roads are kind of wacky or in bad shape. And the number one reason is because the tax base is either falling or stagnant. Because if that happens, really the only way that city government has to fund their services is through
the taxpayers.
Yes. And it's property tax because there's no other kind of tax. So the beauty of it is the company that comes in invests their money in the property, and the increasing tax base that comes out of the investment in that property provides the tax increment that pays either the development contract that you enter into with the body or the bonds that you issue through the tax increment district if you do something like infrastructure building.
So it's just very simply they pay property taxes.
Yeah.
So just every year they got to write a check, just like you and I might to write a check to the Montana Department of Revenue and IRS.
So there's very little risk involved as long as there's good judgment involved. And there's a ton of vetting that goes into this. I mean, they have to...
A ton.
Oh, lots. There's, what, three different levels of approval that somebody has to go through before they can even get any kind of tax increment grants. And the first one is me. Like, I'm the guy that they come to and they pitch their project. And I tell them, sorry, those aren't eligible, reimbursable elements, because there's a whole series of statutes, too, that tell us what we can and cannot say are eligible reimbursements or eligible grants to people.
Like a medical marijuana shop couldn't open an eBird as a part of that kind of funding.
Well, no, it's simpler than that. Basically, the way that it works is there has to be a public benefit to the dollars that are being reimbursed. And that means things that happen that benefit the public. So if something is just benefiting the balance sheet of the developer and not the public in general, that's not something that's going to get reimbursed as a TIF. So the things that you can get reimbursed for are landscaping, sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. If you develop utilities that are good for the district. So if you have to have a whole bunch of power that's coming into your giant new building and you got to dig a whole bunch of stuff up in the street and put it in, then bang, that's something that benefits the district as a whole. And also in the case of the First Interstate Bank building, they got this great parking lot that's right across the street from North Park. So huge public benefit, right?
Right.
So those are the kind of things that TIF districts invest in Billings and in Montana.
Developers of the One Big Sky Center project are asking for up to $35 million in TIF funding to create a multi-purpose facility in an urban renewal district downtown. But it's not exactly clear what the facility will be. So Hammes Company, the new partner company introduced at a special city council meeting July 10th, requested more time to determine exactly what kind of multi-purpose facility would suit downtown Billings. And on Monday, the Billings City Council will decide if they'll grant the partner company's request of a six-month extension. When I asked Goodridge how he feels about the One Big Sky Center project proposed in a district adjacent to his, which, to me, seems really risky. Developers are asking for a lot of money, and this whole financing scheme is still a bit murky to me. And, I mean, isn't it easier for city council officials to vote no on something that you don't know much about? Goodridge told me,
well, you'd love to have it happen because a huge development like that in the heart of Billings, my goodness, why wouldn't you want it to happen? It would be great for the city. But for something of that scale, exactly what you said, there's risk involved. So it needs to go slow and steady, and everybody has to have plenty of time to vet the people who are pitching the project, to make sure all the finances work, to make sure that the taxes generated by the project are going to be sufficient to pay whatever TIF increment is promised to the developer. So there's a lot of steps to go through. It's development, and development of any type and of any scale, there's fits and starts, and there's lots of back and forth, and projects come alive and projects die, and it's impossible to predict what the outcome of this is going to be, at least for somebody like me.
Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
You can find this story, more information on the One Big Sky Center project, tax increment financing, and more at our website, ypradio.org. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.